Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Ken West, an artist from right here in Putnam County in Baxter. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you give me a little bit of background about you, all the different forms of art you do, and just how you got started?
It all started when I was around 8, 9 years old. My brother, my oldest brother, is the one who actually got me into doing artwork. Because, you know, being like 8, 9 years old, you're being a nosy kid. You want to see what other people older than you are doing. So he was sitting across from me from the table that I was at across the bedroom. And he was over here drawing his picture. And I'm like, what is he doing? I'm like, he's been over there for 2 or 3 hours already. So he left out of the room and I got up, being a nosy kid that I am. And I saw this picture of my niece at the time. She was a newborn. And the picture sitting next to it was a half-finished picture of her, and it looked just like her. So I wanted to learn how to do what he was doing, and he taught me how to do all of the stuff that I learned today, which he's not an artist anymore, so I picked up from him, and I'm moving on with it.
That's pretty cool. So was he just, like, sketching?
Well, it was pretty much like a, I might as well just say a sketch, yeah.
Okay, because I know when I met you at the Stories of Our Community show at Harper's for Black History Month, you had a graphite and number 2 pencil drawing you did, which was incredible. Tell me a little bit about that, because it was the detail on it was just next level.
That project, I actually just, well, I got the message on Facebook from one of my friends that Brandon Russell, amazing person, by the way, who wanted different artists out of Cookeville, you know, to bring in different portraits and stuff like that, different paintings to the event. And the first thing that came to mind was, you know, draw a picture of the 4 most important people that you learned about in elementary school. And I picked Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Jackie Robinson, and Martin Luther King. And when I sat down that night, it was like 12 o'clock midnight. And I was thinking, what could I do? Because I only got like 7 to 8 days to get this completed. So I just told myself, you know, I'm going to go to sleep on this. And I slept on it. And it came into mind while I was asleep. So I woke up and I wrote it down. And as I was writing it, I was drawing it out. So it was pretty much just like a mind thing with that project.
I love that. I think a lot of artists are used to like that inspiration strikes in the middle of the night. And then you just get up and start working and go until it stops.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, because you don't want it to stop. None of us want to stop flowing. So you learned from your brother, but did you take classes, like art classes in school, high school, college?
Middle school, I took art in 8th grade. And that was around the time that I was thinking, you know, I want to pursue basketball instead of artwork. And so I moved on to 9th grade and artwork. Well, 9th grade is high school in Memphis, where I was born and raised. But in 9th grade, I thought to myself, you know, basketball is not my thing. So I moved back over to artwork and it just started flowing from there. And I never took another art class until I was in 12th grade.
So besides the graphite and pencil drawing, what else do you do?
I have different types of mediums like acrylic paint, oil paint, pastel. I'm starting to get back into painting because I haven't done any painting since like 2007. I'm trying to get back into that medium.
Painting's always been fun for me. I'm terrible at it, but I always feel like that's one of those things where you can just kind of like let it flow a little bit easier, at least for me. I don't know what it is about like brush strokes just gets me out of my head.
That's kind of the hard part because you have to take it lightly. You can't press too hard, can't press too light, or you'll mess something up. So that's the part that I'm trying to get back into the flow of.
But the beautiful thing about art is it's all just happy accidents.
It is.
So if you mess it up a little, that's fine. Yeah. No one knows but you.
Nobody. I mean, you're sitting in a room by yourself. I mean, that's what I do. I sit in a room by myself and TV on or whatever, music playing, and I just go with the artwork.
So you're someone who has to have like that background noise while you're working?
Kinda. It depends on the project. Like if I'm working on something like a portrait or drawing a picture of an animal or something, I just cut on YouTube and whatever's on there. As long as it's nothing explicit, because if it's explicit, I'm not going to get the flow of it. I'm just going to be dancing in the background.
Totally understand that. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with artist Ken West.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Ken West, an artist out of Baxter. Ken, so you were talking about having music on in the background, maybe dancing a little bit while you're doing it. What's your favorite kind of like background noise? I know you said YouTube, but is there anything like specific, or is, depending on what you're working on, is there something that works better for you?
I would say it's more of a mixture of different genres that I have to play in the background. Or, you know, I like loud trucks and stuff like that because I got a loud truck and listen to the people drive by in there. It's, you know, they kind of put inspiration into me as well. So if I'm listening to something like maybe rock and roll or country music, I can get through a picture in like less than an hour or two. Depends on how big the picture is.
Nice. I'm like one of those people that I have to do like classical or like movie scores or something, because if there's words, I'm going to start singing along and then I just get completely distracted.
I can relate to that.
Like you said, like you get some inspiration from those things. What else do you draw inspiration from?
I have a few pictures up on my wall that I get inspiration from as well, because most of the pictures on my wall are like drawings of that I've done of NFL players from like teams like the Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons and stuff like that. And these people actually reached out to me and wanted to buy the pictures.
Oh, that's awesome.
So me looking at those pictures every single day just motivates me to get the next project done, because somebody already on that upper level already saw it. So it makes me want to get the next picture done so that the next person can see it also.
Can you share who some of those players are?
I have one of Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans. He wanted to buy the one that I drew of him last year, but I never got the chance to go to that game that he was playing in.
Oh.
And I have one of Derrick Henry, who's also a Tennessee Titan.
I certainly hope everyone listening to this knows who Derrick Henry is. I mean, to be fair, I don't know all the Titans, but you asked me about Lions players and I got you. But
I got a few of those.
I'm a Detroiter, so. So what are some of your favorite just subjects in general for art?
My favorite, of course, is pencil work, but subjects, I would say drawing people, portrait art. I used to be into like anime, like drawing cartoons and stuff like that, but that was around middle school and early years of high school. I haven't done any of that since, but I'm trying to get back into everything that I've already learned. So if I get asked to do it, you know, I can just go ahead and do it instead of, you know, wasting an hour or two trying to get back into the flow of it.
Yeah. Portraits, I think, are probably one of the more challenging, because you're trying to get a person across and like getting those expressions and just getting the eyes right. Yeah. I can see would be probably really hard. I don't know. I don't do portraits. I do photos.
It's a challenge, because you have to get every single detail correct. Like from if someone has, you know, pores or, you know, moles or something or anything, you know, you have to get every single detail of that. So the way that I do it is I use like grid paper, like different blocks and stuff that you can, like lines and stuff that you can draw on the paper. And I do a grid on a computer with that picture that I'm drawing. And each block, you count over you to see where the details are in each block, and you, you know, draw that on the paper.
very cool. I remember doing a world map that way, like back in, I don't know, 1995 or something in seventh grade. But not with as much detail, I'm sure. Do you ever have, like, if someone wants you to do a portrait of them, if someone commissions you, do you ever have those people who want you to, like, kind of erase those, what they might call imperfections or things they don't like?
Well, I just did one portrait back in September, I want to say, 2022, for a lady in Crossville. And it was a picture of her husband's mom with her husband and their two kids. But she messaged me on Facebook about a couple weeks after that, like 2 or 3 weeks after that. And she wanted me to add his dad into the picture after I finished everybody else. So I was like, I can do it, but I just don't know how I'm going to do it. But I can get it done.
As an artist, you make it work.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Ken West. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Baxter artist Ken West. Ken, you mentioned you had moved here from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come straight here, or have you been kind of all over the place?
Ooh, that's a good question. It started when I was, I think, 19. I won't even say 19. I was 20 because my son was born when I was 21. Around the age of 20, I moved to a city called McLemoresville, Tennessee, which is about 2, maybe 3 hours outside of Memphis.
Okay.
And getting that taste of air on the countryside of Tennessee, that made me want to get out of Memphis more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my hometown, but it's just, you know, I had to explore more. And when I got to McLemoresville, I stayed out there for like 6-7 months. And then I moved back to Memphis to finish college. And I took a break from college on like winter break. Came out to Cookeville. Been out here ever since.
So you've kind of lived a little bit in the art world in both places.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say they stack up? I know they're very, very different, so...
It stacks up pretty good, actually, because in Memphis, you can get pretty much the same, you know, attention as you do out here in Cookeville. It's probably a little more because Memphis is a major city,
mm-hmm.
and Cookeville is more of a, you know, uplifting community area. And Memphis, you can just walk down the road and somebody know you by name. I'm like, oh, that's the guy that, you know, had the picture on the wall up there on Beale Street is where they got all the clubs and stuff at.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, art studios, a whole lot of art studios out there that you can submit stuff into where people can know you from.
When you got here, was it kind of hard to, like, break into the art scene here? Or are you still working on it?
It actually was pretty easy at first, but as the time went by, it got kind of harder. Because I moved out here in 2012. In 2013, I had my first project to do for somebody out here. And I wasn't as good as I am now with it back then.
So. Well, of course. We all get better as we get older and practice more.
But I posted something on Facebook like a month or two ago, and the lady that I drew the picture for, she posted that picture in a comment and told me that I still got this picture that you drew for me back in 2012, 2013.
Oh, that's and awesome.
That has motivated me to stay around even more because that just makes more people know who I am out here now.
Exactly. How have you found, like, the artist community and just the community in general here? Supportive?
Very supportive. Especially with people like Brandon Russell or Lewis, the owner of Harper's.
Two of my favorite people in the world. Like, just amazing people. So, I think we're really lucky here. I do feel like we've got a really good community and a lot of people who want to lift up other artists because there's a lot of collaboration here more than competition, which I really appreciate.
There is, because I've met a few people who said that they could, you know, push my art out there more than I have. And I'm just thinking to myself, I mean, if they can do it, I'm all for it. You know, I take every opportunity as a good opportunity, even when it's a small opportunity. You know, I can turn it into a big one. So that's just how I work.
That's a good way to look at it. Do you have any favorite artists, local or just in general?
I mean, local, pretty much everybody, because I support everybody.
So. I love that. That's how I feel, too. I can never pick just one. Or I could pick my favorite five of the day, and it would change every day. because there's just so much talent.
Yeah. If I had to say, like, famous artists, I would have to pick two of my top favorites as Leonardo da Vinci and Bob Ross. Those are the two that I look up to.
I am all for that. Bob Ross, like, happy him. Accidents, like we said earlier. Yeah. Like, it just works out perfectly. If people want to reach out to you, see your work, how can they do that?
They can either, you know, go to my Facebook, my Instagram. I have, like, different social media platforms that I post on. Or mostly Facebook is what I'm on.
And what's your name on there?
Ken West, the artist.
All right. Any other shows or anything coming up, or just waiting for the next opportunity?
Just waiting. I mean, anything that comes to me, I'll accept it.
Well, I'm sure that'll be happening soon.
It may happen.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.